Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner bunts towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Hudlin covering. Safe. Mack moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field. Judnick picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Judnick. Hudlin throws it away. That's an error on Hudlin. Mack scores. Hemsley scores. Milner goes all the way around to score. Weatherly moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Lefty Mills now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Hefner moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Lefty Mills. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner scores. Swift moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swift scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Slick Kaufman now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Judnick strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milner strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Milner out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Slick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Heath reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Swift and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judnick strikes out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milner scores. Bell moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Emil Bildilli now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange pinch hits for Emil Bildilli. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Strange moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strange scores. Cullenbein moves to third. One out. It's 9-4, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Nagiling now pitching. George Siski now catching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Bell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Bell moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbein. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Weatherly scores. Boudreau moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau scores. Trotsky moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hemsley bunts in front of the plate. Suski scoops up the ball and tags Hemsley for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Milner hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Johnny Nagealing. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.